Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Here we are on the first week of September, and it's another American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, sort of a classic radio personality in a manner of speaking, who has lent what expertise I have, more interest and passion than anything else, to the world of family farms and farming, the food farm family focus of this program, and of things most of the people that listen to this program, American Family Farmer, can hear the Good Day program Monday through Friday. Now, this is a weekend show that is dedicated to the news, to personalities, people who are making it in a certain form of agriculture that I would like to think could stimulate ideas in many people listening to the program to help them make their farm more successful. After all, isn't that what we're supposed to do? Most recent American Family Farmer podcast is a focus on, among other things, the news of the week, but also we had a gentleman on that was a farm broadcaster. It was a good conversation about what's going on in the farms in Minnesota. So let's focus on some of the news affecting you this week. The Biden administration has announced they're going to invest $266 million to help businesses in farm areas and farmers themselves. What the specific intent here is to lower energy costs and to generate income. This is what they're all about. A lot of farmers are not particularly excited about all of the focus on energy and saving the environment and all that stuff, mostly because the farmers are being shoehorned into various policies and procedures. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack suggesting that this $266 million, which will appear in the form of loans and grants to farmers, rural small businesses too, they want you to make investments in renewable energy and energy efficiency. Now, I'm going to tell you how this in part plays out. I have been talking to several different providers of solar energy on my farm to get the solar credits that are all part of, this is one more step, but specifically a program for farms and farmers to help make farms more successful. So it's a good idea. I'm going to do it because I think it's there are two practical sides to it. One, I'm with the people. I'm not with the Biden folks because I think they've become, this is like a religion to them. But I do think that we need to do something about the sources of energy. So why not do solar? It's practical. It's clean. And I'll get a boost from the government, which I'm not allergic to. So all in all, it's a good thing. Are you doing this on your farm? Have you checked out the Bidenomics? That's what they call this, investing in renewable energy, wind, solar, that sort of thing, a lot of technologies. There is new business here, no question about it, and maybe it'll help these small, mid-sized agricultural operations as long, here's my caveat, and I put my foot down. The amount of money that's here, it seems like a lot, $266 million, but it's not really. And how much of it will be gobbled up by ADM and Cargill and some of the other big operators who don't need it, shouldn't have it, but yet when it comes to the farm bill, oh yeah, they're right there sucking up all of the money that ought to be going to people like you. That's a word of caution, but an interesting announcement anyway this week from the Biden administration. Speaking of the farm bill, more hurdles. The farm bill never seems to, all of them, yeah, look back over the history
in my memory, they don't move rapidly. They get bogged down in legislative process and are never easy to pass. There are a number of interests that have a stake in this year's farm bill, as has been the case. I think there are too many programs, too much focus on the food assistance program. That's not a farmer thing. Put that aside. Put that in a different category. What we should be focusing on is rural infrastructure, how to make the family farms better, and the $266 million we were just talking about a few minutes ago, that's good. Beginning farmer assistance, that's good. Fixing milk pricing, that's good. Commodity support, I guess it depends on how that's applied and who gets the money. But this farm bill this year is larger. The authority among the various pieces of the pie are all vying for their constituents, if you will. So there's a lot of lobbying going on, and this is going to, as usual, screw things up. This is not ought not to be about food programs for schools. It just shouldn't. It should be about farm programs, period. And for smaller and medium-sized producers, not large producers. So some of the hurdles facing the ag committees, the farm bill runs out September 30th. It'll be impossible now. It used to, a couple of weeks ago, as well, maybe we'll get it done, maybe we won't. Nope, not going to happen. So there'll be a temporary bill. The last four farm bills have averaged just under 550 days from start to finish. Good God, what an albatross, what a mess. So there are some interesting new ideas. The controversial idea is floating around to require producers to update the base acreage they use to qualify for commodity payments. A mandatory update from the history of base acres to actual planted acres creates winners and losers, pits commodities and producers against each other. Commodity payments have been tied to a producer's base acres for the last 20 years. So if you tie payments to base acres rather than planted acres, that's supposed to ensure that farmers make planting decisions based on market prices rather than the government payments. But again, it's an example of too much government. Also, there's too much conservation in here. The Inflation Reduction Act provides a big bucket of money for conservation programs. The Farm Bill conservation program supposedly is going to... The point I'm making here, I'm going to synthesize all of this. There's too much of it at the focus right now. Farmers need to farm, not be concerned about waterways. Yeah, they need to be thinking about how to protect their environment, the land, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But one of the problems for new farmers that's being addressed in this, and I think it's good, access to land. It's a huge barrier for those who want to enter production. And so there are a number of sub-bills for the farm bill that have been introduced to help funding. One of the things I've talked about here and elsewhere are how the black farmers who have land that was given to them through their families after the Civil War, they don't have title to it because they were never given title to it, so they can't borrow any money. And so how do you find the titles? The political reality of this is kind of messy. So anyway, that's an update on the situation with the farm bill, the way I see it at the moment. Well, give me, I want to talk about state fairs because we're in that. This is the time of year, all these state fairs, and that, what does it mean to agriculture? We'll find out after I remind you about a great way to have some fun. Farmers will be thinking about fun once the season is over, so maybe in December or January. You get two nights in Fabuloso, Las Vegas, 800-419-3684. You don't have to do anything except call them right now for a couple of nights in Las Vegas, 800-419-3684. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it.
First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Back now on the American Family Farmer with one more item of interest in the news department, the fairs, the state fairs, and what is being done in your area to put the state fairs are all ag fairs, right? All about agriculture. So now you have a chance to appeal to the masses so that people can see what the cows are all about and what the all the animals are all about and all the food stuff that you've grown this year. They are very technologically advanced, it seems, since the first time I remember the first Eastern States Fair I went to as a kid. It was a lot of fun. It was like going to a carnival, in a manner of speaking, but there still were a lot of things that were for farms and farmers for people to learn about farms. So one of the things that I've seen this year in a number of fairs is the $2 all-you-can-drink milk cup. Local dairy farmers getting together. I think that's kind of cool. And then the various types of chickens. What has happened because of these bills about how to raise chickens and pigs and veal and that sort of thing? What is it? What room? What's enough room? So you see at a lot of the farms, at a lot of the fairs this year, displays of the various types of cages and pens, and the story of why calves are separated from their mothers right after they're born. That's in a couple of state fairs that I have seen. Focus on animal welfare. That's not bad. Environmental pollution, the stuff we were just talking about in the farm bill. Have people understand, so many people don't know, young people especially, don't have respect for the farm. So have them learn. The first state farm was 164 years ago, the first state fair. And since then, they've gotten bigger and better and fun. What I was focusing on, this is one from Minnesota. The Dairy Goodness Bar, sponsored by Midwest Dairy. Then, you know, that's the milk, you know, the unending cup of milk which you can get. And then there's a thing to promote and understand the checkoff organizations, fact that how the farmer has to pay for the promotion of things like milk. That sort of thing. So a lot of educational things along with fun things. So if you have a chance to get to a state fair, it's that time of the year. Take advantage of it and have some fun. All right, up next in our conversation, we're going to talk about cows and cheese. That's next here on the American Family Farmer.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on this week's American Family Farmer program, Doug Steffen here with Tom Blatchford, who is a farmer. He likes cows, and he likes cheese. So you can go to his website, coolcowcheese.com. So I'm getting a kick out of this, Tom, because you and your wife have this farm in Owensville, Missouri, and her name is Martha. So my best farming friend right up the street from me, my farm is in Framingham, Massachusetts. Up the street from my farm is the Hansen Farm, and the Hansen Farm is run by Martha and Tom Hansen. So here we go. And to that, whether it makes any difference or any sense, good story to tell to get us started here. So are you a farm guy? You on a farm? You've been in family farms for as long as you can remember. What's your farm story?
Oh yeah, pretty much. I mean, I grew up in a small town, but my whole family was farmers. So, you know, I was always the extra hand whenever we were doing hay or somebody else needed to milk or any of those kinds of things. So I'm the third son. So I always tell everybody that I was the last choice, but sometimes, mostly the first choice.
Well, in terms of that's a great story, but it brings back a reality. I had a friend who, along with her brother and her parents, ran a farm in Iowa. She was a great friend of mine for a number of years, and she used to lament the fact that she was brought into the world to be a farmhand. And her parents told her up front, as soon as she was able to understand, that she was part of the process of figuring out how to run the farm. How many hands do we need? We need two in addition to us. So she was brought into the world, planned, conceived, and brought into the world as a farm hand. And so,
that's hilarious.
Well, when you put it into that perspective, one wonders how that affects your whole overall outlook on life. I just was brought into the world to be a farmhand. Now she owns the farm with her brother, but it's just, I don't know. I thought that was him. And I wondered if that was your story. It sort of sounded like that may have been part of your story.
Yeah, exactly. I tell everybody, my son Ben, who's our cheesemaker, that he was 2 days old, and I was hand-milking my pet cow, Glory, and my wife got sick, so I only had one choice. I put him in a backpack and he was on my back as I was hand milking a cow when he was 2 days old. So
wow.
I'm pretty sure he thinks he was born as a farm hand as well.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I mean, it's not a bad thing under the circumstances.
It's not a bad thing.
So describe where you are in Owensville, Missouri. What kind of a town is this? Is it a real ag community, a real farm town?
Yeah, absolutely. We sit in Gasconade County, which is one of the historic wine districts. And so there are a lot of smaller family farms around here. We're a community of about 2,500 people, about an hour and a half out of St. Louis. So we have quite a few visitors and a pretty nice group of people that visit every fall during the, you know, fall festivals and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yep.
But other than that, we're just a small farming community.
Are there other people doing what you're doing?
No, we're the only cheesemaker, but we're trying to grow that part of the world by trying to get other folks involved in creating local foods and everything else. We have a particular while of having farms in this area that have been small family farmers, but they brought in by immigration and things like that.
Yeah, right. Well, the Germans were great farmers, and that's an area where a lot of Germans came to live. That would make good sense. This is the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here, having a conversation with Tom Blatchford. This is the Cool Cow Corner this week. We're focusing on cool cow cheese, and I'll do a lot more of that alliteration as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Senate Minority Leader says he has no plans to step down.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is dismissing retirement rumors, committing to complete his term despite recent health concerns.
I'm going to finish my term as leader, and I'm going to finish my Senate term.
He did receive clearance from the Capitol physician stemming from a March injury. I'm John Schaefer.
The Secretary of the Navy's blaming Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville for aiding and abetting rival regimes around the world.
For someone who's born in a communist country, I would have never imagined that actually one of our own senators would actually be aiding and abetting communist and other autocratic regimes around the world.
Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro speaking on Fox News. Senator Tuberville has refused to support any military promotions or U.S. Defense Department nominees until the Pentagon acts as its policy supporting abortion for service members. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
34 after the hour. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of farming this week. The American Family Farmer program aimed at small family farms, medium-sized farms, people who are looking for new ideas. How do you, if many farmers are, as I am, on the brink of, it's always been, though, brinksmanship, I suppose. We've had the disrespect, that's what I call it, Tom Blatchford is here, from Cool Cow Cheese. You can go to the website coolcowcheese.com and see what goes on his farm. He and his wife and his son are busy making cheeses. So where is the, what's the source? Where is the milk coming from?
Well, we have a purebred Jersey cow herd on our farm, so we get to milk a couple times a day, and I'm going to be a little late this morning.
Because I have taken your away. So I'm a Jersey guy, too. It's very interesting how we have a club here, in a manner of speaking. I've always thought that I grew up on Guernseys, but they sort of lost their, they became, I like a friendly family cow, and Guernseys were overbred, and they didn't have the same, they kind of became clunky like Holsteins. So I turned to Jerseys quite a long time ago when I was a teenager, and have had jerseys ever since. And I just to show you, just as a story, there was a lady in upstate New York that I contacted, because I'm always looking for a little different genetics to blend into what I have. I'm not a nutcase about it. I just like to have different jerseys from different sources. So I found these two heifers that are breedable, and I went up to pick them up over the weekend. It was a nice ride, about 4 hours up to a town near Syracuse, New York. And they are the nicest two. There's something about jerseys. I know it sounds kind of romantic, but there's something about them that is not duplicated in any other breed of cow. You agree?
Absolutely. I mean, our cat, I tell everybody that I have 30 dogs out in the pasture. They just happen to be bigger. I can't get them potty trained.
They are. That's what the people that say that, they laugh at me. I've raised, when we were milking 150 cows, I was selling raw milk back 7-8 years ago, and I would have it. I had two farms, the milking farm where the herd was, and then I had my own home farm where the calves were born, and the pasture, we had 29 acres out front where the cows that were bred and waiting to calve were, and there's a great feeling to going through all of this. It sounds to me like with 30 jerseys, you can manage it fairly easily, and milking a couple of times a day doesn't mean you have to milk at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m, right?
Hey, yeah, that's what you learn when you become an adult, that it's just 12 hours. It's not,
right?
You know, I think your parents always taught you it was early morning and early afternoon, but
yeah, no, especially in the summertime. You don't want to do that. In the summertime, it's too hot for the cows, frankly, early in the afternoon. So you have a master's in business. How has that helped serve you as a farmer? Doing this?
Well, you know, I think it's perspective on how to operate the farm. I mean, we set out some family goals, and we're trying to achieve those goals. And in the meantime, I laugh about it because my wife always teases me about it. Like, what? You're not running me like you run your business. And I'm like, listen, everybody has to be productive on the farm. So,
right.
You know, no matter what, everybody has a job and things like that. So we have it pretty much divided out, and that's how we work at getting the job done for us around here is that we try to be have each one of our products excel and have a great product out there, but we also do some pretty good marketing and things like that. But we
who does
have
that?
A real process.
Who's in charge of marketing?
I hate to even say this out loud, but so we actually hire out our social media. None of us are any good at that.
There you go. Bingo. Yep, I get that. I'm in spades, actually.
It's just like everything else. I mean, I decided a long time ago I wasn't a good hay farmer, so we actually have a guy that's local that we can buy hay from, and he does a great job for it. You don't have to be great at everything. We'd rather spend our energy being great at the cheese and doing farmer's markets than doing everything. And that's the hardest part for a small farmer
is that I'll
guarantee you it's probably cheaper to do it yourself. Sometimes, but sometimes that's not as productive as you want it to be.
And that's it, exactly. You struck a chord with me because I do a lot of haying. I'm now growing. I'm back to growing more corn for the cows. I sort of got off of that for a while, but it's good for them, and I like it. And so even though it's a lot of work, I love getting on the tractor, hooking it up to the New Holland 717 chopper and chopping the corn and bringing it back, and either I put it in a bunker or I feed it out. There's something very satisfying. Like, and after I'm done here, I'm going to go rake 14 acres of hay, and I'm going to bale it, and we're going to deliver it before dark. Yeah, that stuff is kind of ingrained in me. I can't always do it, but the weather is, that's one of the things I was going to ask you about. How have you been affected in terms of the health of your cows, the health of your business, health of the farm by the weather? Because it's kind of dry there this year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We had a really dry spell, and it got me kind of thinking. I thought, well, I have a bad business plan because I haven't really made a business plan for a drought. Now I have a business plan for a drought. And so then we got way more rain than we expected. My whole driveway gravel ended at the bottom of the hill.
Yep.
So I'm still digging it up out of the pasture and putting it back on the driveway. And then for the last week, we've been dry again. So I laugh about it because I told my dad the other day, he's a 95-year-old guy, and I said, I'm sounding like you. I'm talking about the weather all the time.
Yep. Well, without the weather, it gets tucked up. We've had the worst weather for hay ever. I was out mowing until dark last night. The hay's very thick, but it's, you know, okay. But it's September. I'd like to be doing the second. I did cut a field of second last night. It was about as good as anything I've seen for a long time. But right next to it was a first that I couldn't get onto because it was so wet. Sounds to me like you don't have to deal with that. So how did you learn, you and Ben, dad and son, are the cheesemakers? Where did you go to learn, and are you doing all regular cheeses? When we were doing it, we did some raw dairy cheeses, and I thought they were awful, but the lady making them thought they were great. They had a mold and stuff all over them. So what do you do in that department?
Yeah, we can do some funky cheeses, but we do mostly Northern European cheeses. We have some biases in the world. We try to import all of our cheese cultures from Northern Europe and make an authentic farmer's cheese that you would find in Europe versus here in the States. I mean, I went to the University of Vermont artisan program, and my son Ben went to Penn State for their manufacturing program. And so the two of us together kind of make one cheese maker. I always tell everybody I get to be the taste tester, and he gets to decide when they come out of the cave.
Sounds like a good combination. Tom Blatchford is here from Cool Cow Cheese. Go to coolcowcheese.com. You can see how the farm operates. Got a nice bed and breakfast there. There would be a nice steak for anybody that wanted to go see how the farm worked. You can spend the night and probably learn some things from Tom and his son and his wife. We continue on with this week's American Family Farmer. Hopefully we're helping out the people that have got good Jersey cows and cows of all sizes and shapes. This is a great idea. Right now, I want to answer questions that people have emailed me about Calitrin. How does it work? I would tell you the answer to that is great. I'm not being facetious. It works. The fact they've been in business for 26 years, and there have been millions of people who have been able to take advantage of the science and the success of this program. It's an all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. What's more simple than that? And it doesn't require a whole lot of anything except dedication to the process, which is taking four of these capsules a night before you go to bed, or the powder or the liquid, and watching. It won't happen overnight. Go to toploss.com. Find out about their Labor Day specials. You have the biggest sale of the year going on right now. Buy one or 30 or 100 and get an equal number without having to pay for them. So two for the price of one. That's one of the many reasons they're so successful. At Calitrin, toploss.com. Check out their website. And when you check out, use the discount code Doug. Make sure you get the proper sales, and you get free shipping. That's at toploss.com. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Back on the American Family Farm with Tom Blatchford. So who came up with the idea of a bed and breakfast? Is that, I don't know how representative. I'm looking at the picture that's on your website, and I wonder how representative that is of what it looks like when we drive up your driveway.
Well, that's the whole idea. Everybody's hayloft looks like those pictures, right? I mean, pretty fancy rooms.
Yeah.
We're trying, you know, that's the whole part of exceeding expectations. When people come in, they expect a farm life. We don't have a Disneyland farm where, you know, mm-hmm. you're going to smell all the farm smells and everything else. My worst review of the farm was that the cows had a bell and the rooster woke him up in the morning, and to me that's my best advertising.
Hello, where'd this guy come from?
Exactly. Well, I laugh at my wife one time. Some guy told us that we needed lights in the parking lot, and she's like, meet me on the front porch at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So she pulled him out and she says, look up. He looked at the stars and he goes, you're right. You don't need any lights in the parking lot. And that's what we're trying to be, authentic that way.
Well, that's the problem today. Too many people want to combine what is today thought of as being conventional with the yesterdays of having healthy family farms. And there is a compatibility. There's a way of doing it. But it requires patience and understanding and actually being curious as to what it's like really down on the farm. So in terms of what you're doing, the success, this is the, what'd you say, second or third generation of you doing this?
No, we're the first generation doing this.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
But your father had the farm and milked cows before, just sent the milk to the pool, or you've never sold things before?
Yeah. Nope. Okay. No, we're the first ones that have done this, you know, a value added onto the milk and things like that. So.
Right, yeah.
It's a matter of how you go about it, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
our farm had sat empty almost 20 years when we got here, and we loved it. The neighborhood thought we were crazy, but it's part of that cheese bias of having the cows eat an authentic prairie grass and seeing how that grass flavors the milk, which in turn flavors the cheese.
Yeah.
Because we're very interested in having a cheese that is in place. In other words, a cheese that can only be made on this farm and has a distinct flavor of the farm.
How do you ensure profitability, Tom?
We work hard at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work.
The reality is that you have to produce a great product, charge for it, and you know, we had gone down the path of having wholesale cheese sales and everything else, and then COVID hit and we kind of stayed away from that world, and that taught us a nice lesson, because now we're back into direct marketing and mm-hmm. selling a retail, which has ended up helping our bottom line, and that's where our path forward. So I tell everybody, COVID kind of corrected our actions a little bit.
Yep, and it did, and brought a lot of people to the farm, because they now see where the food's actually grown and can taste it and smell it and buy it right on the farm. So I would encourage people who have cows looking for something extra to do. Tom Blatchford's Cool Cow Cheese with his family is a good place to start. Tom, a pleasure meeting you. Continued success. I hope you and your wife and your son have a good time, too, while you're doing this. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farm.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility.
Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week I put together a bunch of news items, stories, bring somebody in from the farm. The most recent American Family Farmer show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, an overview, kind of a podcast of our conversation. Fellow who is farm director at KASM Radio told us some great stories about being the farm director on a local radio station in Minnesota. It was kind of a cool, I thought he was a very cool guy. And if you want to discuss, hear us discuss how important AM radio is, among other things, you catch that on the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Also, our Food, Farm, and Family episode every day on the Good Day program, Monday through Friday, we focus in a segment of the program on some of the food recalls, some of the things going on the farm that are handy and helpful to you, plus other stories about ag, including this lawsuit against Burger King for misrepresenting in their advertising what they're selling. So those are the kind of things you'll find at foodfarmfamily.com and the American Family Farmer Show. At the end of the program, I give you my thoughts on an issue. And this week I was thinking about and reading more on farming problems, mental health crises, the nature of farming, and how it leads to social isolation for some. I think it's important that you, as family farmers, feel like you have people to talk to about your issues. Financial challenges are the biggest thing. The weather is a big thing for sure. Management of the farm, the pressures from the government, all kinds of things. So have you or do you have the ability to develop a mental health first aid kit? Do you have people that you can talk to and and expression. It's not like, it's not stuff, oh, I'm a farmer, I'm too tough for that. Nah, that's foolishness. There needs to be a pressure relief valve, as much as anything else. And so we have the stressors, and then we need to know how to release the stress. Livestock is a problem. I mean, all facets of farming are a problem for those of you. If you're a big, huge conglomerate, this stuff isn't for you. If you're a family farmer that has the financial stresses that were exacerbated by the pandemic, and then actually most farms became healthier because people realized when they couldn't find any food in the grocery store, hello, well, let's go to the farm. But it's discouraging for me nationwide to see how farming is one of the highest suicide rates of all the occupations in our country. Farmers who take their lives, there's a bunch of, you know, some of the younger farmers get addicted, they get hurt, and then they get on painkillers, and they get addicted to that, and then they get onto alcohol. And I don't mean to make everybody feel badly, but there is a lot of depression, there's a lot of anxiety. You know it, and I know it. That's among the general population in farming today, with farms, their families. So there are a number of different, for example, New York has FarmNet, which has an 800 number. You can call it 24 hours a day. Many other states are doing this now. And I believe both the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation either have programs or are working on programs to help the members, because this has become such an institutional problem. And so there, you know, we all kind of look to consultants to help us here and there. Why not a consultant to help us in terms of being a therapist? How about working alongside someone like this that will help make you more productive, feel better about yourself? And that's good, because we're all going to go through rough patches. We do. I do. You do. We do. It's the way life is. And because many of us practice this sort of holistic lifestyle, we don't want to go for outside. We can figure it out ourselves. Not always a great way to think. I don't think it is anyway, because you got to address some of these issues, like the financial stuff. It doesn't go away. And the nature of farming leads also, as I said a few minutes ago, to feelings of social isolation. So let's not have any of that. There's a stigma also attached to being a farmer that sometimes, depending on where your community is a real problem. So mental health first aid. See what you have and take advantage of what's around and relieve the signs of stress. Make yourself feel better. There's no judgment attached to this. Just assess the situation and let's all do better, because farmers need to feel like they have people supporting them. I certainly want to feel that way, and I want you to as well. That's the way I see it. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.